Welcome back to the program. Every time this week, we have a chat to Hawthorn Premiership star Campbell Brown, host of SEN Trackside and part of the AFL Nation team as well. You can catch the winners with Andrew Bensley from 9 a.m. tomorrow on SEN Track. By the way, Campbell Brown doing some of his finest work on SEN Trackside at the moment. And he's good enough to join us to talk a little bit of football and some racing. Welcome to you, Brownie. Great to have you back on.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne. Another really big weekend of footy and racing coming up. Looking forward to it.
Last night, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I thought it'd be a little bit closer than it was. I thought Richmond, you know, would win and deserve to go in there as favourites. But 86 points, I didn't anticipate such a blowout. But they were ruthless, the Tigers, and probably smarting a little bit from the last 2 weeks' performances, and they really put it on show last night. They were unbelievable around the contest. They out-tackled St Kilda. They smashed them in the clearances. It was a pretty complete performance.
So was it more about how damn good Richmond still are or about how far off the pace the St Kilda side is?
A combination of the two. I think that's the best game Richmond have played this year, and you know, they naturally start a little bit slowly, which you know, we see. But they're a very good side, and when it all clicks, they're hard to beat. But St Kilda are meant to be the side on the up this year, and they played finals last year. They were going into this season with a real air of confidence. I know they've had some injuries to key players, in Hannabury and Marshall and Geary. You know, a few of those guys haven't been able to get out there this season too often, but they should be putting up a little bit more of a fight than what they did on the weekend. I mean, it was an obliteration out of the middle, and they're a better side than that.
Yeah, so the good part is it's only round 5, so they've got a bit of time to fix it. If it was round 21, they just missed the 8. You know, you'd wonder if that's another wasted year by the Saints, but they've still got time to fix it, haven't they?
They do, but they'd need to fix it pretty quickly. And every year we see a side sort of slide out of the top 8. And I didn't think it was going to be the Saints this year, but I'd really struggle to see them playing finals. They got out of jail last week against the West Coast Eagles, you know, and we thought that might have turned things around a little bit, but clearly that's just wallpapered over a few big cracks that they've got at the footy club at the moment.
What happens tonight?
I saw Collingwood play last weekend, and they were very, very poor against a GWS side that didn't play unbelievable footy. They were just more hungry and desperate. I thought Mason Cox was a little bit unlucky to get dropped. He's kicked 6 goals this year, you know, 2 goals on 3 occasions. He did some really good work in the ruck last weekend when Grundy was getting mauled by Mummy. They threw Cox in the ruck and he actually held his own in there. So he's probably been the whipping boy a little bit, but they need an avenue to goal. I found them a little bit stagnant forward of centre, and when Majacek and De Goey are quite well held, they really struggle to find other goal kickers.
So I presume you're tipping the West Coast. By how much?
I am tipping the West Coast, although they've got some injury concerns of their own. You go through their list, Shannon Hearn's out and Liam Ryan and Jack Petricelli, who kicked 4 goals. It might even things up a little bit, but on the home deck, coming off a loss, I'd be staggered if West Coast lost and Collingwood could turn it around so quickly in a week.
Can you see an upset tomorrow at all? You've got the Dogs hosting the Suns at Marvel, Swans hosting the Giants at the SCG, and Carlton hosting Port Adelaide at the MCG. Can you see an upset in any of those games? We've also got Brisbane Lions against Essendon at the Gabba tomorrow night. So which upset more likely out of those?
Yeah, I think the Doggies will take care of the Suns pretty comfortably. They're playing an irresistible brand of footy at the moment, and just so strong forward of centre. I don't think the Swans are an absolute moral. You know, I think the Giants showed last week, if they bring intent and effort to go with their skill set. We know that they've got it. They're a really good side, and I thought the person that typified that and brought his midfielders along for the ride a little bit was Mummy. He was terrific in his first game back against one of the best ruckmen in the competition, and as his confidence grew, so did, you know, Callum Ward played the best game of the season for himself, and Kelly started to, you know, hit the scoreboard again, and they had some really good contributors. So I think the young Sydney Swans that are ticking along quite nicely might be a little bit vulnerable if they take the Giants easy. And I wouldn't be surprised if the best of Carlton showed up, that they really pushed Port Adelaide. You know, they're coming off a massive high, a close win against Richmond, and they've lost a couple of their young stars in Butters and Dursma, which is going to leave a little bit of a dent in their side. And I think they could be vulnerable as well. So maybe they're the two upsets.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the Bombers also go against the Lions. The Lions, I think, are of all those teams that I mentioned that are favourites, the Bulldogs are $1.13, but the Lions are $1.28. So the bookies don't think Essendon's got a chance.
Yeah, and I agree with them. While Brisbane haven't been winning, haven't been playing their best footy, they've been pretty competitive, and you know, they were okay last weekend against the Doggies, but I think that they should look at this game against Essendon as a real season defining game for them. They simply cannot afford to drop another game, and you know, Essendon have been playing in spits and spurts a little bit, but can't seem to play the four quarters out. So I think that Brisbane should really go after them.
Melbourne's bandwagon keep rolling, or can your old team do some damage?
Nah, it keeps rolling, Dwayne. and what an unbelievable start to the season will be for the Ds. And the fact, I love the fact that they're just flying under the radar a little bit there. They're banking their wins. They're not doing it as dominantly as, you know, Richmond did last night, or the Swans, you know, the exciting young side, and you've got the Western Bulldogs that are sitting on top of the ladder undefeated. But the side that's just cruising along quite nicely is Melbourne. Steve May's going to be a big out, but I don't think short week trip back from Perth for the Hawks, it'd be a pretty tough ask for them to beat a Melbourne side that's, things have really clicked and they're looking quite nice.
And the bookies think the Crows will deliver against Fremantle. They look pretty good. I think they've looked good at stages this year, Fremantle. It'll be interesting to know what you think about that game. And I presume you're just tipping the Cats against North and a big margin there.
Yeah, Cats will be winning by a huge margin. It'll be interesting to see. This is actually going to be a game that I'm going to look forward to watching, Adelaide and the Dockers, because I thought the Dockers this year would miss the eight, but they'd be sort of in that mix from ninth to 12th. And Adelaide have really showed the way they're going about it, that they're probably on a similar path at the moment. So, it'll be a really, really important game for them. I think Tex is under a bit of an injury cloud as well. So if he's out, it'll probably sway things towards the Fremantle Dockers, in my opinion.
For those with a pen now ready, we can jot down a winner or two from the weekend's racing. Brownie, thanks for sticking around. What do you like most about the weekend?
Oh, you got to love Randwick, the day two of the championships, and there's Group 1's galore, and I'm really excited about a couple of these runners in the Australian Oaks. I think when I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, I tipped Impecunious, the Busset and Young runner that ran third at quite a nice price. Well, it should take massive improvements out of that run, and I'm tipping it again at around $16. To cause a bit of a boil over in the Australia Oaks. So that's race 5, number 5. Then you've got the Arrowfield Sprint in race 6, another Group 1. The Queenslander Isotope should be too strong in that race. The Sydney Cup, which is an absolute beauty this year. Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace Stables, absolutely flying. They've got a horse called Southern France. It's just been ticking along nicely. Gets to the Sydney Cup tomorrow, third up. and I think it'll be very hard to hold out. And then the mouth-watering battle between Adib and Very Elegant. This is like Rocky Balboa versus Apollo Creed, this one. Two of the toughest horses in the world going at it. And Adib won both those races last autumn, came back this autumn, and Very Elegant beat the horse last start, and they're meeting for the fourth time. So I'm actually in the camp of Adib on this particular occasion. Blinkers Go On will be rock hard fit now and should be a little bit too strong, but that's the race that I'm looking forward to the most on Saturday.
I've got the pen written them down. You got one for Caulfield as well tomorrow?
Yeah, I certainly do. Another one at quite a big price for the Hayes Dabernick stable. It's race 6, number 7 at Caulfield, called Tramontana. It's around about the $15 mark and $4.20 the place. So it's going along quite nicely. And I think it can get the job done at a big price. So make sure that is in your numbers.
Great to have you, Brownie. We've run out of time, but we were able to squeeze a few tips in. Talk to you next week, and good punting.
Thanks, Dwayne. Have a good weekend.
The one and only Campbell Brown, Hawthorn Premiership star, SEN Trackside host as well. You can catch the winners with Andrew Bensley from 9 a.m. tomorrow on SEN Track. Quickly a break.